Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within the economy, within each of us, and to do so under grace. We do this during this meditation time by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are, to be the instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 78. Come to God often. Come to God with an empty mind. Come to God with an open mind. Let me share that again. It's so simple. Come to God often. Come to God with an empty mind. Come to God with an open mind. Now, obviously, there are three key words here. Come, God, and mind. There are three phrases, and each one contains these three words. Three, what an interesting number. Three, Mother, Father, God. Come to God often, with an empty mind, with an open mind. Come is to move from there to here. We are asked to enter into our God self, to release, to move away from out there when we're out in the world, to come in here, to join. Colloquially, come to, which is part of each of these messages, come to God often, come to God with an empty mind, come to God with an open mind. Colloquially, the words come to mean to recover consciousness. Consciousness. And what is consciousness? Awareness. To be awake. And we are told when we come to God to come from there to here, when we're out there in the world, I would share with you, we oftentimes spend our thinking, our mind, thinking in worry, in concern, in anxiety, anticipation, the what ifs, the how comes, when would it be. That's there, out there. We're told to come here. That's really not consciousness. We're told there's a higher consciousness. Come to the seat of your consciousness is what the mind is. We're told to come to that mind to be fully awake is to have an empty and open mind. An empty is nothing or no one is occupying it. You are empty. Maybe think of it as your stomach when you're hungry. You're hungry for a different awareness. There's an emptiness that all that worrying, all that babbling, all that thinking, as we commonly do it when we're part of the external world, it really creates almost a nothingness. Come with an empty mind. Your mind's not made up. It's open. Not shut. Not decided. Not closed. It's open. It's ready to receive. And I share with you that when we come with an empty and open mind to that part of our inner awareness, the seat of our soul, if you will, the seat of higher consciousness, to our God consciousness, to our awareness of a higher force, a life force, the Creator, that doesn't reside there, but in here, inside. We come as an open vessel. We intentionally, and that's part of coming to, is an intention to move from there to here, to recover our consciousness, our higher consciousness, our full awareness, our awakened state. And we cannot be there truly awake and therefore make decisions, choices, and take actions that are aligned with our highest and best good if we are operating from the surface, from out there, over there. It can only happen from being in a state of awareness, coming inside to join, to become one with our true consciousness inside, our awakened self inside, our creator self inside, to remember again our oneness with our God self. That's the place we're asked to come to be an open vessel with a mind not made up. We are detached to the results. We simply know that the more often we come, frequently, the more we align and remember our oneness with our seat of our consciousness, not out there and other people's stuff and talk and opinions, but empty, open, clear, receiving mind. Join with our inner self, our soul self, our God self. That's where truth resides. And you know, when we're here, we feel peace. We know we are home. We are one with our true self. We do not feel disconnected. It's that being here and there, that sense of two separate selves, is where the anxiety rises up. The sense of separation. Some call it duality. We are oneness. You are one, the life force, the universal intelligence, the creator, the God essence. You and God are one. And we come to God often with an empty and open mind. Truth is revealed under grace. This is a seat of pure peace, harmony, and prosperity. So I welcome you now to join me becoming the clear, open, receptive vessels who we are, to come to God now as we go into meditation and reconnect with your infinite, magnificent, glorious, brilliant self, higher self, now. Close your eyes ever so gently. Open your arms wide. Your chest expands naturally. Simply breathe in. Breathe in the golden white light of the universe. Breathing consciously with our minds wide open, an empty, clear vessel who we are, into the seat of your soul, into your heart center now. Consciously awaken breaths, gently, slowly. We are coming to joining, entering this most sacred and always available part of ourselves again. Come to your heart center now. Breathe into your heart center. And as you do, become aware of the light inside of you. It's as if we are entering heaven. The entire cosmos is within you. There's brilliant light inside of you. Any of a number of colors. I'm in green. It could be pink, yellow, blue, green. It could even be black. Black is a marvelous color. It's a collection of all the colors. Feel oneness with this color and with this light inside of you. Knowing you are entering the true mind, the mind of higher thinking, the mind attuned with all that is in your highest and best good. Mind that can truly only be connected with again, joined up with again, fully one with again. When your thinking mind is quiet. You have no opinions about whatever it is you're seeking. You simply are open to receive God's energy. And as human beings, we translate that into words or feelings. Breathing in to this color within the recesses of your higher thinking mind. The awakened mind that resides inside your heart center now. See that light. Perhaps it is moving. Breathe into it now. Feeling this oneness, as if your thinking mind and your physical body simply collapsing, melting into this light. Feel that light penetrating every cell and atom of your being, every organ. Your lungs, your heart, your kidneys, your brain, every blood vessel and artery, capillary, the skin, the outside covering of your empty vessel now. Feel yourself one with this pure love light, this pure energy that has its own vibration. Feel that vibration. Feel the energy of divine love now, as you are one with your God self now. And from this place of stillness, absolute pure love, truth may bubble up to you. It comes forth in a quiet voice. It may even be a picture. Truth, God's truth, higher truth, infinite wisdom is here for you now. From this place of wholeness again, you may drop in whatever question or guidance you are seeking. With a quiet, empty, open mind, no opinions, no having to have it a certain way, simply drop in your question and do it from a place as if you've already received the answer. Perhaps something like, I bless you and thank you, dear God, for guiding me to know my next right path. Guiding me to know who I should call on. For bringing me this healing message. For dissolving this conflict with, and you fill in the blank. For bringing me this moment of peace, this moment of harmony, this moment of prosperity. Thank you for showing me the way to my peace. To harmony in my thoughts. In my life, in my career, in my family, in my body, in the world. Thank you. For showing me the way to my true prosperity. Where you want me to live. What my true gift is for others. How I may serve you best today. Who you would like me to serve today. Simply be your I am presence. Your oneness with a life force inside of you. One with your true awakened mind. That thinks and acts from peace, harmony, and prosperity. see and feel your heart wide open, bright light vibrating at a very high energy. See that energy spreading out as if you dropped a pebble on the surface of a still lake and the rings spread out simultaneously, wider and wider and wider. Every cell atom of your being and beyond, simply radiating out from the middle of the seat of your soul, the seat of your true awareness, your fully awakened mind. See that peace, harmony, and prosperity radiating in every direction, 360 degrees, right now, inside of you, inside your family, your home, your business, your community, your country, to all of its leaders and decision makers. Across all of Mother Earth and all her inhabitants, guiding every single being to choose peace, harmony, and authentic prosperity, now under grace. For the health and wellness of each of us now, all of humanity, all of Mother Earth, and therefore the universe. Now come back consciously into your heart center. Thank your higher self for guiding you in this perfect moment to be peace, to be harmony, to be prosperity. And know that you may come back here at any moment. We are told to come often, frequently. You are one with God, your higher self, your awakened consciousness. Think from this place. Feel from this place. Make decisions from this place. And know all is well. And as we began, I invite you to breathe long, gentle, deep breaths as you come back into our physical self again, awareness of the world out there, knowing that you are always connected with this higher inner infinite wisdom. That is who you are. Perhaps wiggle your fingers and toes, sway your head ever so gently. Bring your hands together. Thank your higher self and all those who share this sacred moment with you now. I bless you and thank you. Namaste. And to anchor this feeling, this knowingness, this awareness. We call on Carla now to tone with us.
We and God are one. Let there be love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a beautiful, blessed day or night whenever you are listening again.